We'll turn it over to Virginia Ray. How's it going, Virginia?
It's going very well. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming in. So I understand you have something you've been working on for the past little bit. And so what is this about? What is it called? What is it about?
Okay, this is something that I've been working on for 2.5 years. That's like being an elephant and being pregnant that long, you know? Yeah. It's called Lyric Canada 2010. And basically, I'm bringing together creators of new music in musicals and operas in Canada, along with scholars who might want to write about them, because it is an understudied field. And we're basically having academic sessions up at Brock, and we're having showcases every evening over at the Shaw Festival.
Awesome. So, what made you want to get involved in this this whole event, and in sort of, I'm assuming you initiated it at least in the area. As you said, you've been working on it for 2 years. So what kind of made you want to get involved in that?
Well, before I came to Brock full time, I was out in the profession for many years, and I was very much involved in development work. I was one of the founding members of a company that ran for several years called Script Lab, and we did readings of almost everything, plays, films, musicals. But we did a lot of musicals, and a lot of the musical people gravitated to us. It was during the height of the mega musicals, and so there were a lot of artists in town making a lot of money who didn't have to worry about other things, and they could come and work on new works. And so there was a real upsurge in that, and I was very committed to that work. My own background is in music theater and in opera, and I really believe in promoting Canadian new work.
So as musicals, has it sort of been lost in theater, or is it coming back with a big resurgence, or are you just trying to bring a bit more attention to it?
I'm trying to bring more attention to it, particularly in the academic environment in which I find myself. You know, in the U.S., almost every university has a music theater program, and they're very, very proud of it, you know. But here in academia, and I don't just mean Brock University, I mean Canada in general, you say musical theater, and everybody looks at you as if you're some kind of lesser form of creation, you know. So I guess that hurt me, because I work in musicals. And I mean, lots of people are serious about opera, of course, because it's considered a high art form. But I mean, the truth of the matter is that probably more dollars every year in this country are spent by audience members going to musicals than to plays. And sure, there's a whole range of, you know, idiotic musicals up to really brilliant pieces of work, but it's the same with straight theater. I'm exactly the same. And just because something's an opera doesn't make it great either. So I thought this would be an opportunity. Now that I'm in the academic world, I could make a difference. I could reach out. There's really, especially, people do study opera fairly seriously. But even there, there's a dearth of books and writing and articles on the subject. But in musical theater, I mean, there's almost nothing. And there have been hundreds. We are talking hundreds of musicals written in the past century in Canada. So it seemed like a good opportunity.
So why exactly is Lyric Canada Conference coming to St. Catharines?
Because I'm in St. Catharines, and my area of study is lyric theater.
Right.
So, and it was a great opportunity. I knew Jackie Maxwell from before, and I went to her at the very beginning of this idea. I went to her and I said, "So, Jackie, I would like to do this, this, and this." And she said, "Yeah, sure, fine, we'll do it." And then she said to me, "We'll probably have a musical of our own in development that year, and we'll be able to, you know, showcase that." And that has indeed come to pass. They will be showcasing a brand new musical on the final night of the conference at the Shaw Festival, and it's a piece that they hope to have in their season next year.
So is there a lot of musicals in St. Catharines, or did you find that there was a need for it?
There's a lot of people who are interested in singing musicals and performing musicals. And, you know, if I don't see another production of, which one shall I say, Hair, or one of those. I mean, if I don't see one of those again for a long time, I'll be a happy person. And also, really, I'd like to see, I mean, we live in Canada. We should be celebrating the creations of Canadian writers and composers.
Awesome. So, You were talking a bit about before how you were involved with musicals, and that's kind of led you to this. Is there more of a personal connection for you to this festival? And I guess what roles are you taking on personally to kind of make this go forward?
Well, one of the good things about having an incredibly long career is I have a lot of colleagues in out there in music theater and in opera to whom I could go and say, hey, why don't you bring a piece? Why don't you deliver a paper? Why don't you do this? And I'm taking advantage of that big time, hugely. People I've directed, people who've directed me, you know, just all of that. But yeah, there is a personal connection, I think. And I actually think it goes back to the fact that I grew up in New York City, surrounded by the world of music theater, where it was legitimate. but yeah, no, I've done a lot of directing in musicals, operetta, opera. So yes, it's very personal. And I recently had the opportunity to direct a brand new opera for soprano and saxophone. It's actually three short operas called Fallen Voices, which just ran in Toronto this past week. And just blowing my own horn a little bit, I decided, what the heck? And so we're putting the first one of the three operas in the showcases. So it is, I do have a personal stake.
So we get to see a sample of your work.
Yes, you do.
Your involvement.
On the Saturday night, on the final night, yes.
Great. So who are some of the major presenters and participants in this for this conference?
Well, in order to kickstart things, we thought we would invite some heavyweights from the States, even though I don't think it is not necessary to have Americans come to make a conference valid. I wanted some people who could really excite the people. So we have Stuart Wallace, who is going to be giving the keynote address on the Friday morning. He's a New York-based composer of a number of works. One of them is his opera Harvey Milk, and more recently The Bonesetter's Daughter. And he's very dynamic, very exciting man, and I'm really looking forward to him to, you know, boost us up. Also coming from New York is Sarah Schlesinger, who runs the musical theater writing program, the MA program in musical theater writing at the Tisch Institute at NYU. And I'm hoping she's going to talk a bit. Well, she will. I know what she will talk about. I'm hoping she's going to fire us up to try to find some way to get that kind of training happening in this country. And then, of course, our third plenary speaker, who is actually opening the conference, is Jim Betts, who's been writing musicals for, well, I'm not allowed to tell you how many years. He's been writing musicals for a long, long time. And he has published two volumes of Field of Stars, which is his approach, his attempt to preserve Canadian musicals. There's a songbook. Each of them is a songbook, so that singers can use the songs for auditions or whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little blurb about each of the musicals, and they cover a range of stuff over the past almost century. Anyway, Jim wrote two volumes of that, and I dare say there'll be a third volume coming out. He wrote Colors in the Storm, Thin Ice, Shooting of Dan McGrew. He's been very active in theater at every level. Right now he's running Script Lab, which is the company that I originally founded, and he's running Smile Company.
So lots of big big professionals,
yes,
in the field coming along,
absolutely,
tapping into all those resources.
Yeah.
Are there specific topics that you plan to approach?
Yeah, you're a little bit, it's interesting putting a conference together, because you're sort of tied to, you give general subject matter of what you're looking for, and then you're kind of tied to the strange paper proposals that come in, and then you've got to find out ways to put those together. So we have grouped them in what we think are logical groupings. Our first panel is called Discovering Our Stories in Lyric Theater, which is pretty open because it's three different ways of approaching lyric theater. And then we've got a group of people who are looking at new ways to present music theater completely, using different kinds of techniques. And we're calling that Breaking the Sound Barrier. We have a round table of people who are going to talk about where we're headed, whither 21st century theater. We have a Celebrating the Singer, Strategies in Song, which is very much about individual singers and their training and the application of the singing voice to the materials. And producing challenges. We're calling it Getting It Up and Putting It On, Producing Challenges. So we have themes there. The first night of the festival, we're very excited. The first opening showcase at the Shaw is a showcase of works by young people. So we have a couple of works coming from high schools and a couple of works coming from Sheridan College. And the people who have written these have just graduated recently. I think one of them is still a student. And the ones who have written them recently have gone on to careers. Well, they're the next generation of music theater. They're what it's about. They're all writing musicals. On the Friday and the Saturday night, we're mixing musicals and operas.
Sounds like there's a lot of really interesting issues that you guys are going to be approaching. If I wanted to, say, get involved or participate or attend the event, mm-hmm. how might I go about doing that?
Well, you wouldn't have to sign up for the entire conference, because you probably didn't want to go to all the learned papers in the afternoon. You could buy a package of just the three plenary speeches, addresses. You could buy a package of the three plenary addresses plus the three showcases. You could buy the showcases individually. And all of that's available at our website at www.lyriccanada2c's.ca.
Perfect. And that's October 20th, right?
October 21st, 23rd, the Thursday to the Saturday.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking about that. Was there any other information you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would like people to, those who say ooh, opera, I'd like them to come and see that ooh, opera is a wide range of things. And to the snobs out there who go, oh, I don't want to sit through a musical, please help me. Yeah. I want them to see how sophisticated the music can be there.
Right. So this is for people of all walks.
Oh, totally. And it actually, I mean, the showcases would appeal to younger people. I mean, high school students, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. I appreciate
me.
That. So if you're interested or even just curious about opera musicals in Canada or across the world, be sure to check out more information about Lyric Canada. That was Virginia Ray from the Department of Dramatic Arts at Brock University. And so we'll just go to a short break here on Culture Shock, and we'll be back with your weekly culture calendar.